Welcome to Songs That Don't Suck with your host, Mark Bradbourne.
Welcome to Songs That Don't Suck. My name is Mark. I am your host. And as always, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. Each week, I listen to a metric butt ton of new music, most of which sucks. But my hope is that I find songs that I can share with you, dear listener, so that you can add to your playlists, so you're not constantly listening to the same songs that we grew up with. Before we get into the new music, let's share some updates. For those located in the United States, we experienced an amazing event. We experienced a solar eclipse. And if you happen to be in the path of totality this time around, well, honestly, you got to see something truly incredible. When you think about the fact that we are the only known planet that has the correct distance and size between our sun, our moon, and our planet itself that allows for a perfect totality experience, it's pretty amazing. And I can truly say that it is the coolest thing that I've ever seen in person. I've seen plenty of eclipses before, but never a total solar eclipse. And it was really cool. Now, I live in Northeast Ohio. I was in the path of totality without leaving my home, which was awesome. And the one thing about Northeast Ohio is the likelihood of a cloudy day is pretty high this time of year. So it was especially concerning because we had had a pretty rainy kind of period coming up to the eclipse. But everything turned out great. It was perfect. So as planned, as I had talked about for a couple of weeks, and as I had gone viral on TikTok about it, I sat in front of my house. I dragged my portable speaker out into the yard with me. My neighbors were really confused as to what I was doing, and I heard one comment that I was really into the eclipse, which was true. And at 2:32 p.m., I turned on Dark Side of the Moon. And I sat there in my front yard and watched from the moment the first bite of the sun disappeared to the point where we hit full totality. The cool thing about full totality is that you can take your protective glasses off at that point, and only at that point, and you can see the eclipse in all of its wonder. It was stunning. And the coolest thing was that the timing worked on Dark Side of the Moon, and as we hit full totality, the lyric, "And the sun is eclipsed by the moon," hit, and I got goosebumps. It was magical. It was musical nerdiness at its finest, and I am so glad that I did it. For me, music connects to core memories, and now every time that I listen to Dark Side of the Moon, I'm going to be able to relive April 8th, 2024, at 3:15 p.m. when the sun was indeed eclipsed by the moon. I want to take a moment before I get into new music to thank Clayson, who is the host of Chuggy Radio Hour, a podcast on Spotify. He reached out a couple of weeks and asked me to appear as a guest on his show. That show came out today. So if you're listening to this podcast, you can go and look at the same week for his podcast, and you will hear me twice. It was really cool to be invited, and I was able to bring 10 songs that kind of are my favorite, but they're also reflective of me. He wanted to, you know, do a little bit of an interview, talk about songs that don't suck, talk about kind of my musical background, and we talked about the songs and dissected some things about what we liked and, you know, told some stories, which was, it was fun. We talked for ages. And if you are so inclined, I highly encourage you to go check out Chuggy Radio Hour. It is on Spotify. Chuggy is spelled C-H-E-U-G-Y. Go give that podcast a follow. Support him. Fantastically nice guy. And honestly, a fun podcast to listen to. I find new music that I have not heard all the time on his podcast. So it's just another avenue to find songs that don't suck. All right, let's get into new music for this week. I've only got 4 tracks this week, and I've decided that I am either getting pickier or the music's getting worse. It could be both. But longtime listener and friend Clayton actually called me up last week because I made a comment about local scenes not existing anymore. Like they had kind of dried up. Like we used to have the Sunset Strip back in the 80s. And then in the 90s, we had the Seattle Sound. And we just don't get local scenes kind of bursting onto the music universe the way that we used to. And he called me up and he said, I have a theory on this. And I agree with his theory wholeheartedly as we discussed it. And basically, he's saying because of the way the world is so connected now, any musician can look up any other musician who has released music from any city around the globe and hear what they are doing. So folks in Nebraska can dial up Manchester, UK, and hear all the bands that are happening there. And they take those influences and they do things, you know, in their town. It's like the Commoners, the band that I've had a couple of times, a couple of different songs from Toronto, but they sound like Southern rock. It's not the influence that you would expect coming out of Toronto, Canada. But because of the way the world is connected, I think that we are seeing a lot of homogenization around kind of musical styles and influences. And it's, I think it's a blessing and a curse, right? Like, I love the fact that we can get music from anywhere, but those little pockets of local scenes were where creativity and new things would come from. So we don't have that the same way we did before. So it's just a little troubling. Anyway, I digress. Let's get into the new music. The first song this week is Sink Your Teeth from the Mysterines. I had a release from the Mysterines last year called Begin Again. And I remember that I completely butchered their name at the time. And I've since learned how to say it, which is fantastic. And the thing that I really like about the Mysterines is the lead vocalist. Her voice is very unique for a couple of different reasons. The first thing that I find really unique is her vibrato, just the way that she handles her voice in sustained notes. The other thing that I find really interesting that is a differentiator for her is the range in which she sings. When I compare it to other vocalists, she sings slightly lower than most other female vocalists that I hear. And quite frankly, I love that. I love that differentiation. It just gives it something a little extra. There is one thing that kind of bugged me about the track, but honestly, it works from a stylistic sense, and it's the drums. I don't know if it's they're using like an electronic drum kit or if it's MIDI triggers or what have you. It's just not my favorite sound. But as I said, stylistically, it works for this song, so it didn't really bother me too much, but it was just one of those things that I noticed as I was listening to it. Overall, super catchy song. I found myself kind of humming it as I was doing yard work and just kind of milling around the house over the weekend. So definitely check out the Mysterines and their new single, Sink Your Teeth. The second song this week is I Just Don't Know from Duff McKagan. Yes, Duff McKagan, bassist of Guns N' Roses. If you weren't aware that he had a solo career, he does. And I've listened to his solo stuff in the past as it's come out. And honestly, none of it has really kind of caught me as, you know, something that I was like, oh, yeah, this is fantastic. But I do really dig this song. I Just Don't Know is a bit autobiography-ish, right? I think he's talking about his past. But the thing that really kind of caught me off guard with this song was how similar his vocal is to Axl Rose's voice in certain moments. He doesn't appear to have the upper range that Axl did back in the day. And I say that because Axl does not have that vocal range today, from all reports. But Duff's got a very rootsy quality to his voice. And it makes sense, like when I think about Guns N' Roses, because he would be the one singing backing vocals a lot of the times. So those two voices would sound really good together. So it kind of like connected some dots for me, the fact that I recognize the same vocal qualities between Duff and Axl. Anyway, The song also features Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains. It's always cool to see artists get together and do things. Very chill listen overall. And I mentioned that it's a bit autobiographical. If you have not read Duff McKagan's autobiography, it's called It's So Easy and Other Lies. It is a fantastic read. I highly suggest you go check it out. Go to your local library. Check it out. It's fantastic. It's a quick read. If you're a Guns N' Roses fan in any stretch of the imagination, it's a fantastic kind of behind the scenes look at how that band came to be and all the things they experienced and all the struggles that Duff went through and, you know, how he kind of became the person he is today. It's fantastic. Great read. The third song this week is from Dream Car and it's called Moon Age Daydream. And I will be 100% transparent with you, dear audience. I'm an idiot. So I'm listening to this song and I'm like, man, this sounds just like a song off the Ziggy Stardust album. And I'm, you know, I was just like, man, like it could be a B-side. And then it frickin' dawned on me that it is actually from the Ziggy Stardust album. It is David Bowie and they're covering it. Son of a bitch. I was so mad at myself that I just didn't recognize it from jump. I've listened to that album hundreds of times. I cannot tell you how many times I've listened to it. And I was like, oh, I have never felt dumber. Extremely dumb. So anyway, Dream Car is a super group made up of members of No Doubt and AFI. And I think that's the thing that threw me off. I'm like, man, that is not the sound that I would expect coming out of a super group made up of bands that are not kind of the, you know, 70s, 80s, you know, kind of thing. Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed, but I am being completely transparent when I tell you that I did not recognize it. And I hate myself for the fact that I did not recognize it. So if you're a David Bowie fan, go check out Dream Car's cover of Moon Age Daydream. It's a really, really good cover. They stay very close to the original. And it's a fantastic listen. All right. The fourth song this week is One Less Question from Matty Diaz and Lennon Stella. Really pretty song, female singer-songwriter thing going on. There's some really cool vocal phrasing, and I can't quite tell what's happening, but it did catch my ear. The song is not in an odd time signature by any stretch of the imagination, but I feel like the way that the vocal is phrased, it's like they're almost hanging over the measure, or they're not starting the measure where they would naturally start it. And it's really cool. It's really cool to listen to. These two ladies have fantastic voices when they harmonize. I got kind of shades of some of the Boy Genius stuff that came out last year. Just really rich vocal, beautiful kind of interweaving of their voices. Sometimes voices don't sound great together, but this is a case where they absolutely sound amazing. So check out One Less Question from Matty Diaz and Lennon Stella. All right. That is it for this week. As always, spread the word to your fellow music fans. I post on social media all the time. I've gone viral on TikTok, and that does not move the needle for listeners. When I tell you, believe it. The thing that does is word of mouth, you telling your friend to check out the podcast. So if you enjoy the podcast, tell a friend. Tell them to check it out on whatever platform they want to listen to the podcast on. I will appreciate that more than you will ever know. Speaking of social media, I am on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Twitter or X, depending how you feel about it. I do have a website, songsthatdontsuck.net. There's a transcript that goes up there, and there's a mechanism for you to send me recommendations of artists or send me feedback on the show. I do appreciate when I hear from folks who do listen to the podcast. It's pretty awesome. And check the show notes for the links to the songs. I found a platform called Songwhip, which builds a page for every song that I link. And regardless of your music platform of choice, whether it's Spotify or Apple or Tidal or Amazon Music or YouTube Music, whatever it is, it builds a link for it. So you can go listen to the songs that I'm talking about on your music platform of choice, which I think is really cool. So go support these artists and
Thanks for listening, and until next week, keep searching for and listening to songs that don't suck.